Starting off the top of hour number three, we are joined by a defensive lineman for the Philadelphia Eagles. He is a Super Bowl champion. He is a Pro Bowler. He is a Birmingham High School legend. He is the pride of the 818. The 137th pick overall in 2012 out of Tennessee. Malik Jackson is my guest. Malik, it's great to have you on. First things first, how are you and your family doing in the middle of this pandemic, Malik?
First, thanks for having me on your platform, and thanks for asking. They're doing well. Everybody's healthy. Everybody's doing what they're supposed to do, social distancing, just trying to get through this time. Good. Hope your family's doing well as well.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. We are. Thank you very much, and it's great to have you on the platform. Listen, last month, you and your family donated food to everybody working at L.A. County USC Hospital. Let me start right there. Where did the idea come from, and then how did it feel to be able to give back the way you did?
The idea came from I was watching 60 Minutes one night, and they had a special. This guy just called into a restaurant that was doing a segment on how they were hurting, and he bought 100 meals. And I was sitting there like, you know, I'm not doing enough. So I got with my team, and we decided to help the hospital at LACUSC.
Now, the thing about that is you did that, and that was great. But on top of that, you are covering rent and bills for 10 single mothers in Los Angeles ahead of Mother's Day. Another great, great cause and effort by you. You made the point that it's a blessing to be a blessing. Where does that mindset come from?
Just the way I was raised. It's one of those things, you know, you're fortunate enough to make a lot of money, and I think you realize as you have this, that's not what makes a person happy. I probably see so many rich people taking their own lives. And so I realized it's just about helping people and giving people back in times of need. So for that, I just wanted to help mothers really around the country who are thinking about them, and, you know, they have help.
I like it a lot. Malik Jackson joining us. All right, as I mentioned, in terms of football, you signed with Philadelphia before last season. At your presser, you were rocking your Letterman's jacket from Birmingham High School, which I love. Why was that so important to represent like that?
I just wanted to show my roots. You know, it was one of those things, you know, you sign your third contract. It was like, you know, whew, this is something, this is a big deal, you know. So for me, I did the suit for the second one, and this one I want to show people where I was from, show the people from my high school that you can make it out to do whatever you want and be whoever you want to be.
So, I always say it, 818 for life. I'm no longer in the 818, but my formative years were spent in the 818. In fact, not that far from your high school. I went to Calabasas High School. Birmingham is a Valley High School. So when you look back on your time at Birmingham, what do you remember the most, and what was it like playing high school football there?
What I remember the most, just the friends I made. Still to a lot of them to this day, especially on the football team. I'm friends to them. We talk a lot, some every day. Just learning and having fun, just growing into myself. You know, the Valley, it's a fun place. You know, there's a lot of opportunity if you want it to be, and you just make it what you want. So I'm glad I was able to grow up in the Valley and rub shoulders with people like you and our outside of the Valley.
818, baby, for life. I grew up in the Valley, and I'm not going to apologize for it. I loved it. I love growing up in the Valley. Valley's got a bad rap. There's so much to like about the Valley. I'm not saying it's perfect.
People hate on it. It's awesome. You know, it's one of those things. I think it's the best part of L.A. You know, you can have residential, you can have party, it's 20 minutes from anywhere if there's no traffic, you know, so it is what it is.
That is, and what it is pretty damn good, and you're not that far from the beach, and you get a little more land out there, you get a better lot. There's a lot of good things going on in the Valley. You just got to come over the hill and see it. Now,
Look at us selling it, man. Make sure people come give us some money when they realtors sell those houses in the Valley. Got to come to talk to Jim Rome and me.
That's it. I'm looking out for you. Malik Jackson, my guest. All right, so you suffered a season-ending foot injury last year at the start of the season. You had played in 107 straight games prior to that. So what was it like having your season end before it even really began?
It was a very humbling experience. I'm not going to lie. I thought I was invincible. You know, like you said, you play 107 or two games, and you don't get injured. Of course, you have nicks and bruises, but that's part of the game. But to go down with a season-ending injury was one of the hardest things in my life that I've been through. You know, you have to reevaluate things. You have to learn yourself. You have to be able to be comfortable with yourself and with the team. As far as the train doesn't stop for anybody, you know, they're going to keep going. So they don't have time to worry about you. You kind of got to just be in your own space and be comfortable with yourself and grow and see what you want to do and see what you're going to do to come back.
You see, I wonder about that because, for instance, you're right. They're not going to stop. The train's not going to stop, and they're not going to stop, and they have to work, and then it's incumbent upon you to get yourself right physically and mentally and emotionally, but you still want to fit in if possible, but it's hard to fit in if you're not doing what the rest of them are doing. How did you approach that, and how did you stay connected to the team and still try to make a difference even if you were rehabbing?
It's one of those things. I think the coaches did a good job of keeping me engaged. It was one of those things they would say, Malik, you know, you have wisdom. We want you to be around the guys. We want you to be in the meeting room, you know, speak on things. But like you said, it's one of those things I had to kind of take a step back a little bit and for myself, because it was a new thing. And to see people watch what you do and do what you want to do and do what you love, it's hard. But like I said, it's very very eye-opening experience, and then just teaches you humility and to understand that, you know, things are big in the football, so start learning yourself and then just be able to see if you really want to work hard and come back and do this, or, you know, no. But for me, work hard, come back, and come back just as better. Just as good.
Malik Jackson joining us. All right, so you come back just as good and hopefully better if possible.
Did it
change your perspective at all for the game? Like, obviously, you love the game, but when you go through something like that, do you come out of it with an even greater appreciation for the game?
I think the one thing, you just sit back and you watch, you realize how violent the game is. You know, it's one of those things, like as a football player, I think that's weird to say, but like, you know, you put your neck in there and you put your head in there and you tackle people, you try to put them in the dirt as hard as you can. But when you have a chance to step back and like just totally disengage from it, I was surprised, you know, how brutal it is, man. I'm excited to get back in it, don't get me wrong. But football, I love just the physicalness of it, and that's one thing I learned.
You know, the other thing about that, too, was you went to a new place, right? So you want to make a good impression, and there was a lot of potential, and people wanted to see how that was going to look with you and the scheme and your new teammates. I'm curious, were you able to get in, like, mental reps and learn, as an example, how you're ahead of the game? Can you do that kind of work mentally, or do you need to physically be in that space on the field for that to take advantage of that?
No, I think that's what makes the pros, is you can take your physicalness and step back and just start working your mental game. And I definitely did that. You know, I was sitting there. I would talk to Fletch, ask him questions, just watch the way he plays the game. I essentially redshirted last year, so to be able to sit there and watch him and see what he thinks, see what he thinks about the defense, what he sees during the play, in people's stances, just pick his brain. It's the most valuable thing for me. So just got to take advantage and apply it when I start to play.
We're talking to Malik Jackson for a few more moments. And then on top of that, the team also added Javon Hargrave in free agency. So how nasty and dangerous is the defensive line going to be this year?
I think we have so much upside. And all we got to do is just be consistent. And for me, it's stay healthy. You know what I mean? And we all just stay healthy, go out there and do what we're supposed to do and do what we know we can do. I think we're going to be good. So I think we're going to be great. You know, we had a conversation the other day. And we're all just trying to get together, work, have the same mindset during this time, but stay safe. But also, we just want to understand where we want to go and who we want to be. And I think, like, speaking on what you said before, just getting that mental aspect of who you want to be, who you are, what you're good at, what you're bad at, and work on both. So when we get together, you're refined. It's going to make everybody better.
You know, you had a piece on the Eagles website last season, and you started it off with, quote, "It all starts with my father, Jody Jackson." Sadly, he passed away at the age of 47 following complications from a stroke. What was he like as a person, and then how much does he continue to inspire you even today?
Growing up, you would say he was strict, you know what I'm saying? But now that I'm grown and I have a daughter, I think about him a lot, the things that he taught me and how he was, you know, the way I am in giving back or just on the football field or thoughtful or just taking time to think of a response all came from him. And yeah, it's tough that he's not here, but I also believe that people live on through the things they did. You know, for me, I took my daughter on a bike ride in a park 2 days ago that my dad took me and my brother on a bike ride around. So, you know, he lives on, and I love him. I wish he was here, but yeah.
That's cool. That's really cool, actually. And one more thought about your dad. He served in the Army. He coached you and your brother in Pop Warner ball. So, like, what did you learn from him in terms of preparation and how to approach life overall?
Yeah, I learned that when you're there, you're there. And saying that means if you're at practice, you're at practice. If you're in the classroom, you're in the classroom. If you're relaxing, you're relaxing. And I think that's one thing that I've really taken in my career It's just to really focus, sacrifice, and go after what you want. Don't leave any stone unturned. You know, when you want to do something, you know who, what, when, where, why, and go after it. And so he definitely taught me how to be disciplined and just how to be tedious and go after what I want and never stop.
I like that. When you're there, you're there. Wherever you are, when you're there, make sure you're there and you're present. And then finally, during this really unusual time, you've said that you've been working out a couple of times a day, but spending quality time with the family. What are the workouts like, and what have you been doing with the fam?
I mean, it sucks because my gym Proactive in Westlake, so I pass your hood all the time. But it closed down for a while, so it sucked. You know, I had to we did the Zoom thing. But it's been tough. But I think for me, the one thing that I learned during my process being hurt is that family is important, and you have to have a rock, a solid rock, you know, something. A lot of people like to hang on to things that aren't tangible, you know, material things, or whether it be cars, money, or anything. But me, you know, I realized family is important because they keep you rooted and they're honest. And to see my little girl grow up, you know, to get this extra time with her right now when I'm supposed to be in Philly working out, you know, it's awesome to me, and it's priceless. So, you know, this is a tough time, but I'm taking advantage of it, and you know, I'm thankful.
He's already a Super Bowl champion, a Pro Bowler, a defensive lineman for the Eagles, a Birmingham high school legend, the pride of the 818, and the 137th pick overall in 2012 out of Tennessee. It's already been a great run, Malik, and you've got a lot of football left in you, I know. It's great to have you back. Great to get caught up. 818 for life, baby.
I appreciate you, Jim Rohn, man. You keep it going strong, bro. Thank you for holding down for the 818 and showing these kids what we can do if we put our mind to it.
You too, man. Appreciate you. Malik Jackson, well done. Always like talking to him. Great to have him back on. And I love anybody representing the 818. No. To be clear, I no longer live in the 818, but you don't need to live in the 818 to represent the 818. 818 for life.